The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from absolutely breathtaking La Quinta, California. Oh my, the bluest of skies and the terracotta mountains surrounding me. Oh my goodness. Every morning I get up and I sit underneath the mango tree and have my morning beverage. I just get filled up with so much gratitude for the beauty of the earth and that I get to experience this every single morning. This is the perfect place to meditate and truthfully just to love life. Oh, I'm so happy. Well, tonight I have Dr. Steve G. Jones, a well-known hypnotherapist that's been on quite a few reality TV shows. We're going to be talking about his success and how he charges $25,000 for a few sessions. But before we talk to Dr. Steve, I want to talk about some really important things that have to do with the law of attraction. Probably the single most important thing to do when you start practicing it. It's called detachment. Detachment is perhaps the most difficult thing to achieve, and yet it is extremely vital in creating your desires. To understand what detachment is, first it is important to understand what detachment isn't. When you say, I don't care anymore, or I just give up, you're letting go of the original desire that you had. So in reality, attachments is a form of giving away your power. Unfortunately, detachment, also known as letting go, is not a natural characteristic for any of us. From the time we were kids, we were taught to hang on to what we had and let no one take anything from us. We are also taught that the more we acquire, the happier we are. And as adults, we discovered that this is not necessarily the case. The fact that letting go is not a natural occurrence for me or for anybody I know, as a matter of fact, makes it even more important to grab onto. It's vital to our creation powers to learn how to detach from the outcome. Dan Millman said in The Way of the Peaceful Warrior, one learns to surrender by shifting one's perspective. Another way to look at it is acceptance with whatever arises. Abraham Maslow said, the only way to truly be happy is to be free from any outcomes. Maslow continued, this is to master the art of being detached from the fruits of your labors. When you become an observer, you detach yourself from the outcome. You get your ego and everything in the material world out of the picture, and you allow the highest part of you to observe the circumstance. You remove all the inner turbulence, anguish, fear, and anxiety, and then you replace it with the calmness of a detached observer. You know, as if you were viewing your friend instead of yourself. The minute you sense that calmness, the solution is at hand. You're not operating from adrenaline or fear or angst. Say you have a very strong and passionate desire to become an actress. Well, that's all well and good, but if that desire turns into a longing that the fame and the fortune are still out of reach, then you have not detached from the outcome. The moment that you accept the unknowing of outcome of it, the perfect outcome, and I might add, the best outcome for you, will manifest in record speed. For instance, What if this wannabe actress is supposed to meet the love of her life and have this incredible child that is a genius like Albert Einstein? After that child is born and she's standing at the counter and a producer walks up to her and says, "Wow, can you audition for this part? I think you would be perfect." So now you actually have something better than you anticipated, something that you didn't even put into your intention. You see, your desire won't go away, but you feel very peaceful about it because you simply forget about the need to have it materialize. If you manifest something when you're desperate, you will find that you remain desperate for other manifestations. If you simply let go and find the joy and the happiness in life, then you will discover the real magic happens. Everything that you've always wanted will appear. Now, I've told this story a few times, but I want to tell it again because it shows exactly what I'm talking about. In the fall of 2014, I was watching my favorite travel channel. It was about the ship going up the Rhine River, and it had to go into the locks in order for the ship to be raised up to the next level to go on the next leg of the journey. I sat there absolutely amazed by this, and I thought, wow, I would love to do this someday. And I thought to myself, oh, I wish I only had time to do it. And then I just forgot about it and got it busy in my day-to-day life. In April of 2015, 6 months later, I got a call to speak in Nigeria to a university crowd of 10,000 people and then go on to Oslo, Norway to speak again. I was paid a speaking fee as well as all expenses for the trip paid. It was like I just couldn't say no due to a busy schedule. So I got my visa in record speed and hopped onto a plane. I spoke in Nigeria, where I spent 10 days, and which during that time, the Norway trip was canceled due to really bad weather. So since we were going to Frankfurt, Germany airport, we decided to spend an extra week there in Germany before returning home. I had an absolutely lovely time the whole week there, and we decided to take a short 2-hour river cruise up the Rhine River. Well, as I was sitting there on this little cruise ship, we went into a lock and allowed the ship to move up to the next level. And all of a sudden, I remembered the Travel Channel and I thought, oh my God, I am doing everything I saw on the Travel Channel on the Rhine River. I couldn't believe it. It hit me right between the eyes. I desired it and wished I had time to do it. That was it. I didn't think of it again until I was on this small ship. And it also gave me the motivation to go by providing a paid speaking engagement. You know, I look back on that Rhine boat trip whenever I desire something, and then I just let go of the outcome. You see, this taught me how powerful detachment is. It also taught me that all the times in the past that I wanted something so bad that I actually tried so hard to make it happen physically, and it never, ever turned out the way I really wanted. And I also became so disappointed because, get this, I was trying to control the universe and to make my will come into reality. Looking back, that control always caused me worry and anxiety, and I was always disappointed in the outcome. Although action steps are important, but being able to detach and not control the outcome is a far more effective means to getting what you really want. Now I know that everything works out in perfect timing. And if I simply let go and let this infinite intelligence, this energy, take over, my life becomes so much easier. Life just gets better when you feel good and you see what's working. That means that you have detached easily, trusting that everything will work out better than you ever anticipated. So you ask, well, how do I relax when my kids are hungry and I have no money? Well, that's the time that you really need to let go. For the sake of the children, let go of your anxiety and just know in your heart that everything is going to work out perfectly. They're going to get fed. Everything is going to work out better than you anticipated. Look at it in another way. In what world will that anxiety actually help those children? It won't. It will cause them more trouble. So let go and surrender. Detach from the outcome. Letting go allows for things to start coming into your life. When you take control, you place yourself in a state of resistance to what is. And as the saying goes, what you resist persists. To detach means that a shift from panic transforms into peace of mind. It maximizes your thought power and allows your choices to manifest in the shortest period of time as you consciously align yourself with the law of attraction. It enables you to enjoy the process and know that everything is in perfect order as it is. When you detach, life then it becomes a huge game to be thoroughly enjoyed. A good friend of mine named Carol always says, this or something better. Truthfully, years ago, this always irritated me. But you know what? She was right. Detachment allows you to experience the full gamut of life. You open yourself up to experiences and events infinitely more joyful than perhaps even those that you initially desire for yourself. This is why it's so important to always say this or something better when you put your intention out into the universe. When you say that with all honesty, then you know you are truly detached. So detach from the outcome. Let go. Let God. Surrender. Have faith. Believe in the power of your mind. Get happy. Become grateful for everything that is working in your life. Then step back and let this energy do its thing. Don't take control of it. Just let go and surrender. This is the biggest and most difficult lesson of all for those practicing the law of attraction. But as I said, it is the absolute most important thing that you can do. And with that, let's take a fast commercial break and we'll be right back after these words.
In this world of turmoil, you're struggling to find energetic balance and you panic because your spirituality is not where you desire it to be. Yet creating a powerful foundation of empowerment is what you know you can achieve. Hi, I am Martin Neil Campbell, author of the book Receiving the Gift We Give, which is available on Amazon eBooks and my website, receivingthegiftwegive.com. I invite you to uncover your power and greatly expand your energies by embracing your divine self.
It's here, it's hot, and it's a must read. It's the science behind The Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Okay, we are back. And I have an announcement. This is my 10th year of doing Law of Attraction Talk Radio. And this is also my 10th cruise that I have done for Law of Attraction Radio Network. Because there are so many things that are happening with the magazine and all this expansion that is occurring, I have decided that this will be my final Law of Attraction cruise. Yep, you heard it right. This is my final Law of Attraction cruise. I'm hoping that you will come and be with me for my very, very last cruise and possibly my very last event. So come join me and sign up now, because the rates will be going up after November 1st. The final payment needs to be paid by November 1st. We still have ocean views and balcony cabins available. And we actually have cabin mates looking for matches. So I hope you'll come and experience the final cruise with me. This will be my chance to meet you in person. So go to LOARadionetwork.com/cruise and click on the red link to register. Don't forget to let Cindy know that Jules sent you. I also have an email link that you can contact me directly if I can help you to come on my final cruise. LOARadionetwork.com/cruise. I really hope that I get to meet you on my final cruise. And because of all this expansion, I am looking for advertising executives for Law of Attraction magazine. It's quite lucrative because you get 30% commission and it's paid almost immediately to you. I'm looking for people who understand computer marketing. It's fun and it's lucrative. So if you have an urge to get involved with us, let me know by sending me an email to staff@LOARadionetwork.com. I also wanted to let you know that we have a brand new show on Law of Attraction Radio Network called Love and the Law of Attraction with Mary Knight. Oh my goodness, does she have an incredible story. She's absolutely brilliant, and you're going to learn a whole bunch of great things about love, and especially how to keep your love intact and thriving. You're absolutely going to love this show, I can promise you that. So let's get on with tonight's show. My guest, Dr. Steve G. Jones, is a world-renowned clinical hypnotherapist who you've probably seen on reality TV such as Millionaire Matchmaker and even Below Deck. He has been practicing for the last 30 years and he's made millions of dollars by charging his clients $25,000. Yeah, that's how good he is. He still has an active practice and he's very much involved in the Law of Attraction field. So with that, I would love to introduce you to Dr. Stephen G. Jones. Welcome, Dr. Steve, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I am so delighted that you could be with me today.
Well, Jules, thanks for having me.
This is so much fun because I get to interview an incredible clinical hypnotherapist who is into the Law of Attraction. And I just love this because you have got the answers that all of the listeners are waiting to hear.
Well, all right. That sounds perfect.
Now, I know that you have assisted people all over the world reach incredible goals. And, you know, I've actually saw you for the first time on The Millionaire Matchmaker with Patty Stanger. And I also saw you on Below Deck, which happens to be one of my favorite shows.
All right.
And you did hypnosis right on board, if I remember right.
I did. I hypnotized my friends on there in the Caribbean.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Now, so you definitely are leading the life that all of the listeners would like to lead. So let's start from the beginning. How did you get involved in hypnotherapy, and besides that, the law of attraction, which a lot of people don't realize that they go hand in hand.
Well, I got involved in hypnotherapy when I was a kid in high school. I got a book on hypnosis, started hypnotizing my roommates in military school in the 80s. And then I finally learned I could use my powers for good. The smart kids came to me wanting to be hypnotized to study better, and the athletes wanted to be hypnotized to be better in sports. So all these years later, it's still the same thing I'm doing now as then, except the smart kids are NASA and the athletes are the Dodgers. So that's my... That's how hypnosis evolved for me. Law of attraction, we used to call it abundance until about the year 2005 when The Secret came out. So
right.
I used to be very much into abundance. I say I got into that when I moved to California in the year 2000, and that's how people talk in California. They talk about abundance and manifestation and so forth, and I hadn't really been exposed to it that much in those terms until I moved to California. Then, of course, The Secret came out, so we started calling the concept the Law of Attraction. And then I met the people who are in The Secret, and I was just at Joe Vitale's house about a week ago, for
yes.
example. And so that just kind of evolved as well into something wonderful.
Yes, I'll say. So you're really all about empowering people.
Yes.
That's what it's all about. So how do you correlate helping people, empowering people? Are you helping them to get over their limiting beliefs, or how do you decipher what are their limiting beliefs?
Well, they're usually pretty clear. They usually present with them, and they tell me them, and I can hear when they say, I can't do this, or I'm just no good at this, or I'm a failure at that. So I can tell what their limiting beliefs are just by a conversation with them. And anytime I work with a client, I spend the first hour of the first session just talking with them and mostly letting them talk and let them vent about what's going on. And the second hour is spent on hypnosis. So I'm able to clearly hear without asking any questions at all. I can hear it in their conversation, in what they talk about and in what they don't talk about.
Interesting. So after all this time, because you've been practicing since the 1980s, have you developed your own intuition? Can you feel a lot of what they're going to say before they even say it?
I'm not very good at intuition on the fly like that. I wish I were better at it. My intuition usually comes when I'm in a quiet place alone and meditating. But I do. I have some common sense that I've developed and some clinical tools that I use to figure out in the moment that, and they tend to be more reliable for me in the moment when I'm one-on-one with someone.
But you are into astral projection, and I noticed you have a hypnosis MP3 on that.
Yeah, we've created a number of programs about that. We created The Art of Astral Projection, which is a huge international seller. Created that for Mind Valley almost 10 years ago now, I think it was. And I do have 20 different astral projection recordings that I have created, along with astral tones designed to help you with that. And astral projection, of course, is the idea that your soul is separate from your body and that you can consciously control it. So that's what all of those things are designed to help people facilitate.
So it's about, explain that a little bit more so that people understand. It's the soul is separate from the physical body, so that you are going into the space where you're just feeling the spiritual body.
Right. And now I should start out by saying we have not scientifically verified any of this. We don't actually know for certain what's going on. But the theory is that the soul is separate from the body. And that seems to be backed up by a lot of religious writings also. And so not that they offer strong evidence necessarily, but there is a lot of talk about this throughout thousands of years of history. So given that idea, it only follows logically that if it is separate from the body, it should be able to separate from the body and move independent of the body. So that's what the idea of astral projection is about, helping people do this consciously rather than just whenever it might happen randomly, usually when they're sleeping.
Yes. So is it about their connection to their spiritual self, understanding that perhaps there's no such thing as death, or just getting another perspective? What is the reason for wanting to do astral projection?
Well, people have a number of different reasons for wanting to do it. Sometimes they're the type of people who would normally experiment with drugs, for example, and they just look at it as a different kind of high. You know, they want to explore their mind. Some people want to use it therapeutically to find out some challenges they may have. Some people think they can misuse it, and I never recommend this, to, you know, spy on people and, you know, float into their bedroom at night and watch them, you know. So we have people who run the gamut, all sorts of different types of reasons that run a spectrum from not so great idea to really good idea. Not so great idea being, you know, spying on someone. Great idea being working on yourself. But the way I come at it is I don't work with people to help them do that for the negative reasons. The way I look at astral projection is the same with any belief system. And this is a belief system, because astral projection does tend to imply that reincarnation is real and that we are eternal, as you referenced a moment ago. So it's a belief system. And as with any system that someone believes in, we can work within that system therapeutically. So if someone embraces this system as reality, which it may be, doesn't matter though. As a hypnotherapist, what I'm interested in is, what does this person believe in, and how can I use that to their advantage to help them improve their lives?
Wow. And so that's an excellent explanation. How then do people go from the belief that they can't succeed in life, they can't reach their $1 million dream or their $1 billion dream? How do you get them to release that huge, I mean, that's got to be a huge limiting belief that's filled up with the self-esteem as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's one way to get there, using astral projection. It's not a one-size-fits-all thing. A lot of people, especially people who are strongly religious, for example, Christians. I used to be a preacher for the Church of Christ, by the way, from 1990 to 1995. So I understand the mindset of people who are very much into their religion, and I respect that as well. And you can also work within that model of belief to have effective therapy. But for those people who do believe in astral projection, it tends to be tremendously powerful for all kinds of things, including wealth generation and letting go of limiting beliefs.
And letting go. Interesting. And during astral projection, are they able to see or communicate with people who have passed? Has that ever happened?
Yes, and again, there are reports of that happening. I want to be very clear that we're not able to verify any of this.
Sure.
So there are reports of that happening from people who are experiencing what we would categorize as astral projection, yes.
Wow, that seems so fascinating. Now, if we can take a subject, and I'm going to ask you this, and I've asked a lot of people, and I can't get a clear-cut answer, but knowing the power of the brain, in today's world, if a person believes that a piece of apple pie has a special ingredient in there that maybe is not in there, but can cure them of cancer, would it in fact cure them of cancer?
Well, I don't know if it would or not, because it's multifactorial. And we usually strongly avoid the word cure when it comes to, talking about things. We have, I won't name him by name, but there is somebody who is in prison right now for abusing that word and continuing to do so. So we respect the federal government's desire for us not to use that word, so we would not use that word. But I would say it is, as with anything else, possible. It's also multifactorial. Again, it's not one size fits all. It would depend on the person's mindset, whether they're accepting the hypnotherapy or the suggestion, rather that there is that curative property in the apple pie, I believe you said it was. So we could set up a test to determine that, but I'm not aware of any scientific studies that have researched that.
I just remember in Russia, they did a test, and a person did not eat anything for a couple of weeks, but every day they were given the suggestion that they're eating an apple. And because of that, they didn't lose any weight, and they were very, very healthy afterwards. But having said that, it is up to that person whether they're going to accept the suggestion or not, correct?
Sometimes it is. Some people are just very suggestible. We call them somnambulists. So they're programmed by TV. That's why people tend to buy the same kinds of cars, wear the same kinds of clothes, go into the housing market at a certain time because they're just hearing that that's the thing to do. So, and they're very suggestible. So we wouldn't necessarily say that they're going to need to be accepting of that, because sometimes things get in our subconscious mind just culturally or in the news or because we've been told them, whether or not we want to accept them.
So if people, because there's this huge scare about GMOs, and is there a way that we can change our mind that the GMOs are not poisonous and actually could be extremely good for us? Would that materialize?
Again, same answer. It's multifactorial, and I have not seen any research done on that. I would say it is, as with anything else, possible. If it were me, and I'm a hypnotherapist with over 30 years of experience, I wouldn't rely on that. I would just, if you're concerned about the GMOs and you have information that they are harmful to your body, I would simply avoid them.
Okay, because it's easier. So in other words, what you're saying, and this is very important, hypnosis is not mind control.
Well, in a sense, it is. It really depends. We could get into semantics on that. You are controlling your mind in a sense that you're causing your thoughts to change. But when we look at mind control on the negative side, like the Woody Allen movie, Curse of the Jade Scorpion, where Woody Allen was hypnotized, and anytime he hears the word Madagascar, he has to rob his neighbor or rob a bank or something like that. Now, that's the negative side of mind control, making someone do something that's against their will and is not a good thing to do, versus hypnotizing someone that, cake is not good for you because you want to help them lose weight. So it is mind control of the positive type, I would say.
Okay. But is the hypnotherapist doing the mind control?
Well, the hypnotherapist is facilitating it. A lot of hypnotherapists would say there's no such thing as hypnosis. All hypnosis is, in fact, self-hypnosis that the person does to themselves. Well, that's true up to a point, but you've got to have someone saying those words that are actually going to cause that, and then you have the person accepting them. So this is a very old debate, actually, that you've stumbled on here in the discussion, and I don't think we'll resolve it today, but it's a little bit of both. You have to have someone sharing those words with you that are going to help you change, but it is taking place within your own mind. So in a sense, both are correct.
Okay. Well, see, this is good because a lot of people are very fearful of hypnosis for the fact that they're going to lose control. And so I think the hypnotherapist is doing exactly what you said. You take the first hour, you talk to them, you're getting all the information, actually the key words as to what's going to happen or what's going to help them and empower them. So I think that's the thing that people need to hear, to understand that it's not something scary. It's only there to help.
Right, absolutely. I mean, when you go to a professional hypnotherapist, especially with the internet these days, I mean, if someone did something wrong to someone, it's going to be on the internet fairly quickly. So you have to do your due diligence. You have to research the person that you're going to, check out their reviews or how people talk about them in general. You know, there are always going to be some outliers. People say something and that happens. But you want to see in general of the people who went to them, are most of them satisfied? Do they feel this is a competent professional? And so that really comes down to that. It's an individual thing. You have to check out individual hypnotherapists. But by and large, hypnotherapists go into the profession because they want to help people, not hurt people.
Exactly, exactly. And empower people to be better than what they came in with. I mean, they want to really expand. And I think that's where you set everybody to new limits. Because if you don't mind, I will say that in your Beverly Hills office, you do charge like $25,000?
Well, I left that, correct, I do charge that money currently, but I left Beverly Hills in 2004.
Oh.
So, and when I was in Beverly Hills, my top price was only $250. Then I moved across the country and raised it to $2,500 for the first 2 hours. And currently it's $25,000 for the first 2 hours.
So that means that if people are paying that because, one, they believe in you.
Right.
And from your experience.
Yeah, and also they believe in themselves. I mean, I'm not going to pay anyone $25,000 for 2 hours of change work if I don't believe that I can actually change. So it shows me that I'm dealing with someone who believes that they can change and who has really invested in that change. And, as you said, they believe in me.
Wow, you see, that's really something special. You just said that they believe that they can change.
Yep.
Wow.
And they're willing to put their money where their mouth is. So I have, you know, I have evidence, strong evidence that they really believe in their ability to change, because I don't think anyone's going to give up $25,000 if they think they're just flushing it down the toilet. So that really helps me in weeding out who I'm working with. So I get to work with very, very determined people.
Wow. That is so wonderful. I love hearing that. That's very, very exciting. And it's reveals a lot about you. Now, let's go into the law of attraction then, and the way it works in the mind, the abundance and everything. Are we, in fact, projecting it out into the universe, or is it simply a matter that we're changing our thoughts, our beliefs, to override what perhaps was in our DNA or what we learned as a child?
Well, I think there are two, as you pointed out just now in your question, there are two ways of looking at it. There's the metaphysical way where you're putting out some energy to the universe, and there's also the psychological effect where you're just changing yourself, you're changing your mind and how you're interacting with the world. So the second one is easy to measure. The first one is not, the metaphysical one. So we don't have any hard, clear evidence about the metaphysical component. I, among other people, tend to accept that because I feel that there are things that we don't know yet. We just haven't figured out yet. And so we find out things like quantum entanglement, where two particles can be connected even though they are very far apart. The movement of one or a change in one affects the other and causes it to change. So I feel that there is a metaphysical component that we will one day be able to put into terms that make sense in the physical universe, where we can measure things. We don't have that yet. But we do have the psychologically measurable component, and I embrace both of them.
Well, I do know Dr. Sereny Play from the Harvard Medical School, he did do brain imagery studies that actually authenticated the brain and its projecting out and actually being able to create. So there is some scientific documentation. Of course, quantum physics is about that, but there's no really big proof with quantum physics. But I'm with you. I love seeing the scientific documentation.
I do too. And as a person who does have a doctorate in education and has studied at Harvard, I want to get that name from you again. What was his name?
Dr. Srini Pillay.
Okay.
And
S-E-R-E-N-E-Y?
S-I-R-I-N-I-P-I-L-L-A-Y.
Okay, got it.
He's wonderful.
Okay.
He's been on my show a number of times.
Okay, I will research him. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I love putting out that information. And you're right. Until we get more scientific documentation, especially about the law of attraction or the metaphysical aspects, that really is keeping us from expanding into a new realm. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think so. It's, anytime you can quantify something and measure it and show someone, say, hey, here's what happened. Here's a measurement of it. And we can observe this again, and we can replicate it. And so when we have that, we have science. And so I think we're moving closer to that. We're not there yet, but hopefully with people like Dr. Pillay, we will get there sooner rather than later.
Oh, yes, I hope so. I hope so. I think that's what the world needs right now is to be able to know that we can create a different reality. And I know that's how Joe Vitale thinks. He's a good friend of our show. He feels more in the metaphysics, even though he is a hypnotherapist too, but he is definitely more into the metaphysics, where he believes in the power of belief and the mind and projection. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I agree with that. I agree with both the idea that Joe believes in that, and I believe in that idea myself. And, this is one of those things where we don't have concrete evidence that we can offer. Now, I got together with my friend Frank Mangano and wrote the book You Can Attract It, where we did find some scientific evidence for things related to the law of attraction. We put those in there. But what we're really going to need, and I'm sure Joe embraces this as well, is a way to measure it on some sort of instrument and say, here it is, because that's what's going to convince people who are really opposed to, you know, the positive thinking movement, the law of attraction movement, and abundance and all of that. That's what's really going to show them that their thoughts really do matter, and their thoughts are creating their reality.
You're absolutely right. I do agree with you on that. I can hardly wait for that day, too. And I can hardly wait for the day that I can believe a piece of apple pie has a special ingredient in there that makes me so thin and gorgeous, you know?
Well, they have they're working on nanobots now, nanotechnology, where they just have little robots made out of atoms that can go into your body and just attack the cancer cells. That's something that they're actually actively working on now. Who's to say they won't put that inside an apple pie one day?
I like how you think.
There you go.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, what is the key thing that we need to know about the law of attraction? What would you say would be the first thing?
Well, I think the beautiful thing and the main thing is that you have the power. The ball's in your court. You know, you're not so much a victim of your world as a creator of your world. And once you accept that and move forward with that, things are going to change. And I was at Joe Vitale's house about a week ago, and he pulled out a book about EST, which is Earhart Seminar Training, the precursor to the forum, the Landmark Forum. Yeah, and Werner Erhard that's not his original name, but that's what he goes by now. He came up with this system that was very difficult for people to get through, because he confronted them with the idea that they are responsible for their lives. Mm. And because of that, once they can accept that, then they have power. And Joe and I and his wife, we were all talking about this in his kitchen recently. The idea that once you accept that reality, then you have the power. And that's really the essence of the law of attraction also, that you That's why Frank Mangano and I named our book You Can Attract It, because you, each one of us, we have the individual power to change our lives. So for some of us, that's great news. For others, that's not so good news, because if they're always talking negatively and getting down on themselves and thinking down, they're going to continue to create this life that they don't like, and it perpetuates itself. But the good news is, change your thoughts, you change your life.
Exactly. And also, I know exactly, before I got into the law of attraction years ago, I had this victim mentality. I really didn't understand. So a lot of the people, when they come to me, and you can see right off the bat, oh, I can't do this, I can't do this, this is what's happening because of this and this and this. It's so easy to fall into that trap once again. Matter of fact, I still do it to this day, but it will take me a couple seconds to get out of it, but it hits me right between the eyes.
Yeah, that happens. I mean, that early training sometimes lingers on a little bit, but that what you are doing is great, because you know, maybe it will never go away completely, and that's okay, because what matters is the outcomes that you're getting and how you're able to push through it anyway, even if it's kind of nagging at you a little bit now and then. You dismiss it and you just keep moving forward.
Exactly. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I agree with that. This is so much fun talking to such an incredible person, Dr. Steve. I just love having you on. And what is your future plans? I have seen you. You have got some tremendous YouTube videos.
Well, thank you.
Really? And then you really are doing hypnosis sessions on them.
Yeah, I try to do my best to share and let people in behind the scenes so you can see the mechanics of hypnosis. And concerning future things that you mentioned, Joe Vitale, the reason he and I were together recently in New York and then at his house in Wimberley, Texas, because we're coming out with a lot of new programs. In fact, his friend Matthew Dixon and he created a program for Ho'oponopono that's coming out. Joe and I created the Law of Attraction certification programs. Now we're creating the Master Law of Attraction certification and the Trainer Law of Attraction certification, so people can train others in that. So we're really excited about the projects we have lined up for 2017, just changing a lot of lives.
So is that where people become coaches, law of attraction coaches?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Wow. And I also noticed on your hypnosis website that you train people to become hypnotherapists.
Yes, been doing that for a long, long time. And I enjoy doing that quite a bit.
You know, and that's so important in this day and age where people are trying to get into another profession or find something where they can be self-employed. And you are giving them a number of ways. And I know the listeners are really getting into this. So you can teach them to be a hypnotherapist or you can teach them to be a law of attraction coach. Either way, they are accomplishing their goals, which is to be self-employed and to help others. Understand.
Yes.
That's incredible. That is really wonderful. So everybody can go to your websites. You have a number of them, don't you?
Yes. My main one is stevegjones.com. And there's a free hypnosis recording there at stevegjones.com.
And that's for the hypnotherapy. And when is the program going to come out with you and Joe?
We will be releasing those hopefully. Let's see. I know the one that he's doing with Matthew Dixon comes out in October, which is in about a month. Right. I believe that the Law of Attraction trainer that we were talking about will come out early 2017. I don't have an exact date on that because Joe and I create the programs, but then the marketing team will actually launch the program. So he and I don't have control over the launch part. But I believe by early 2017, you'll see Dr. Joe Vitale and Dr. Steve G. Jones putting out the Law of Attraction trainer program and master program.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. I am a big fan of both you and Joe. And so I think this is going to be something that people aren't going to want to miss. But I do want to remind the listeners to go to YouTube and see all of the incredible programs. But where can they buy the particular hypnosis programs?
Well, if they go to stevegjones.com, you can click on, I believe it's, we change it a lot, the web designer changes it, but I believe it's called, it says hypnosis audios or MP3s or something along those lines. So that's also at stevegjones.com. And I've got about 235 different topics. But I'll tell you what, before listeners do any of that, they should just sign up for that free recording. Then they're going to get a discount code that they can use. So they just go to stevegjones.com, get the free recording, and then you get a discount code so you can save some money. And then if you want to get any of those 235 programs, you'll do it at a discount.
And what if they want to have a private session with you?
They can do that. They would just email my office, which is office@stevegjones.com, and they can begin setting it up there.
Wonderful. Wonderful. This is great information, and I'm just delighted to have you on. And I look forward to having you back, especially after you kick off your Law of Attraction coaching programs, training programs, so that you can come and tell us and we can get the people all excited about it.
Oh, I should say that we are not calling it coaching program. We're just calling it Law of Attraction Certification. So we have a separate coaching program, but that doesn't relate to Joe. He does all his coaching through a different company. So that's just a point that he would appreciate me clarifying.
Okay, got it. But in the meantime, we're going to send everybody to stevegjones.com to get all the information and sign up so that you can get that discount code. And is there a newsletter that goes along with that?
Yes, you'll get a newsletter and you can stay on as long as you like. I'll let you know about other technologies that I've developed over the years that can help to change your life and change the way you're doing things.
Ooh, all right. Is there any can you give us a teaser on one?
Sure. I have, I've created quite a few. Let's see. Well, I'll just go with a basic one because otherwise I might have to get into a lot of engineering explanations. But a very basic one would be my high-speed daytime recordings. So what I've done with that is just taken the script part out of the hypnosis recording. So my hypnosis recordings are an hour long. The middle of it is what I call the script. That's a half hour of just pure programming on the topic of weight loss, stop smoking, or whatever they're working on. So I've taken that script, taken out all the hypnosis music, and I've sped it up and played it three times. So you get it three times in the same half hour. Now, the reason those are great, my high-speed daytime recordings, I call them, is because you're getting the information, you're getting a lot more of it in the same amount of time. So in that same half hour, middle part, you'd get normally, you get three times the exposure to it. So I like them because they can be listened to in the daytime. I don't have to be lying down in bed. I can listen to them anytime, anywhere, and they allow me to program myself for change. So that's something you find out about after you're signed up at stevegjones.com. I'll send an email to you about them.
So you can even listen to them as you're driving your car?
Right, because they're not hypnosis. They're just words. They're just words spoken quickly.
Wow, that is really neat. Ooh, yep. Oh, wonderful. Okay, that's great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time and coming on my show, and I hope you do come back, Dr. Steve.
Jules, my pleasure. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to jules@loaradionetwork.com and have a great week.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.